Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, the top. We got to Zayin? Zayin? No, Kuvav.
Kuvav.
I'm sorry, Kuvav Amud Aleph. Scratch that. Kuvav Amud Aleph. Two lines from the top. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi Amar Tamo Pugamo. When you taste it, you're pogame the wine. You ruin the wine. Vikoshal bracha tzarchshir. And the fact that the coast requires an amount of wine. Chadamilsi. That's one of the same thing. We had said there are eight shmaminas. And the Shmamina separated these two things into two different things, but in fact they're really one. So Rashbam explains the top Rashbam, the Shmamina, but not that one, let's see, further down. Actually the last narrow line, Mishum de Kol Shabracha, Tzarech Shir, Aval I'Avi Tvei, Mikshir V'tamo Lo Pagmo. If, let's say, there's more than a shir and you took a little taste, then it wouldn't be pogamim. The Gemara is assuming right now that pogam means you just make it less than a shir. We understand pogam as when you drink a wine, that's pogam. The Gemara doesn't understand that way. The Gemara understands as pogam means that there's less than a shir. So according to that assumption, it's one of the same thing. Tamo pogmo and kosher bracha tzarech shir is one of the same. So why did the Shmamina separate in them to two different things? So the Gemara explains, v'halchi kamar, my taima tamo pogamo. Mishum de kosher bracha tzarech shir. So why is the tasting it pogam it? Because since the kosher requires a shir, then there's pogam. But if you assume that you don't need a shir for kosher, you can have the smallest amount, so there's no concept of tamo pogmo.
But that's only if you hold that pogam means less than a shir.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's what the Gemara says.
Because if you have a huge cost, then one is not exclusive of the other one. Let's say you have a big cost, you try it, you still have a reviz in the cup.
Correct.
Or melalugma, whatever.
Right, the assumption here, they're talking about there's just enough wine of a reviz.
It's exactly a reviz.
Exactly, okay. That's the case here. But it's not our case of pogam is different than the way we understand it. So says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi Kopid Achatzva Pigima. So now this, let's see. So I think the Gemara shifts gears in terms of what pagam means. I think here the Gemara thinks pagam means when you actually drink from it.
Article says. Seems to be the same thing. Why are we changing?
What's a
pitcher from which someone already drank some wine?
The pitcher is in the sense of
this is how we understand pagam as when someone drank from it.
Right.
Pagam before in the Gemara seemed to have said whenever there's less than a shear.
Right.
But had there been more than a shir, it would have assumed, it seemed that pogam is not an issue. So I think there are two understandings of pogam. Pogam could mean less than a shir. Pogam could mean someone who drank from it already. So the first part of the Gemara was talking about where someone with less than a shir, that's what pogam means. Now the Gemara is shifting gears. Pogam could also mean something where someone drank from it already. There's two understandings of pogam, I believe.
When the Gemara is saying, when Rav Yaakov Bar Idi is saying that someone drank from the pitcher, that means someone drank from the pitcher, and then still remaining the pitcher, there's something in there?
Yes. There's enough shear.
There's more.
If you have a big pitcher and you drink straight from the pitcher, there's plenty more of a reviz, but the fact that someone drank from this makes this whole yayin pugum as well.
That someone touched it.
Someone drank from it.
Someone's saliva is on the cup.
Exactly.
It's not what we hold for halacha. I mean, when we do kiddush,
you have to pour wine back, fresh wine back in order to make it unpugumed, if you will. And then it's okay, but... So there's a second understanding of what pogam means. Right. So again, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi kapid achatzva pigima. Someone drank from a pitcher, he was concerned that would be pogam, even though there's a lot of wine in there, and perhaps the abundance of wine would, let's say, overshadow the saliva that's in there, still it's considered pogam. And Rav Idi bar Mshishi kapid achatzva pigima, he would only be concerned if it was a kos, and someone drank from it, that would be pogam. But in Smashma, if it was a big pitcher, and someone drank from a big pitcher, it wouldn't affect it. I guess it'll be bittel, I guess. The saliva will be...
Oh, okay.
And
I was going to say, if it's pogem the kos, why is it not pogem the... But I guess it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that would be the issue.
Can you maybe just explain the clarification? I don't understand what's the difference.
Of the sizes?
My nafim, yeah.
No, because what's the issue of yayin pogem? The fact that you drank from it, so my saliva now is in the wine, it ruins it. It's not roy for bracha of kiddush, at least. So if there's a lot of wine, it's a big pitcher, so that the abundance of wine is mevatel, my little saliva that's in there, so it's therefore still roi for a bracha. But a small kos, I drink from it, so my saliva is more significant because the ratio of my saliva to the small kos is more significant and won't be batel in a little bit of wine.
Quantity, okay.
And won't be roi for a kiddush.
I mean, the first guy basically holds that the pitcher is canceled, that way definitely the kos is canceled. Exactly. The second guy is saying just the kos, the pitcher will be fine.
Exactly. Right. And the third opinion is that of Mar Bar Rav Ashi Kapid Afila Chavita B'Kimasa, which is larger than an achatzva. It's a larger
barrel.
A barrel.
It's a barrel.
Right?
Food barrel.
Exactly.
Wow.
So even there, if someone drinks from it,
so well, like what it means drinks is just he just goes.
I guess.
Like,
I mean,
like in the cartoons.
Like Popeye.
No, but maybe it's the second barrel propped up and it goes underneath.
Right.
I'm not sure if that word would. Letting, like, open the thing. I'm not sure that would be a problem.
If you want to see a picture, I have some pictures. So,
97. I'm not sure. Does a straw also make an issue? I don't know if a straw will work it. But
somewhere upside down, though.
Right. We'll have some pictures next week from
Chana. There's also cake stands.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So, of course, the Pasuk in the Torah, remember Shabbos. Zachrei Al Hayayin, you're supposed to remember, you're supposed to do Kiddush Al Hayayin. Ainli Ela B'Yom, I only know during the daytime, because the Pasuk says, Yom HaShabbos V'Layla Minayin. How do I know nighttime you also have to say Kiddush? Tamalomer, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho.
This is a whole new thing.
Exactly. All about Kiddush. Exactly. It's related to Kiddush, but yeah, in separate, independent price. So one wants to know again. So I know by Yom, mainly Ela by Yom, Belayla Minayin. How do I know nighttime is a Kiddush? Tamalo Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Belayla Minayin. The Gemara asks Minalan. Adarabba, Iker Kiddusha Belayla. If there should be a source, it should be the nighttime. Should be the original source of Kiddusha. Who the Kaddish? Tchi Kaddish Tchilas Yoma by the Kiddusha. When the beginning of Shabbos begins, that's when Kiddush should be made at first. The Gemara should have said, how do you know Kiddush? But Laila, I understand, Minalim. The first assumption should have been Laila, and then figure out what Yom is. This one added the different order. The first is that the source is for Yom, and then how do I know the source for Laila? Question two is, Vesu, further, but Laila Minayin, when the Gemara asks, what's the source for Laila? Tamalomer Zachar's Yom. How is Zachar's Yom answering the question of Laila? One's Laila, one's Yom. The Gemara says, Tana Mahadir Laila. The Gemara is looking for an answer for Laila. The Konosiv Lekra de Yomama, and it brings a source about Yom. So obviously something is a little bit strange about this Brisa. So the Gemara therefore clarifies and says, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say in the Brisa. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Zachrei Al Hayayin B'Knisaso. You're supposed to remember Shabbos in the beginning when you start Shabbos B'Knisaso. Ein Li Ela B'Laila. I only know that you have to say Kiddush at nighttime. But Yom Minayin, how do I know during the daytime there's a mitzvah to say Kiddush? Tamalomer Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. You have to remember even by Yom, even Yom HaShabbos, by Yom. Okay. So
we're talking about the same pasuk, and this is
Mashma Yom V'Layon.
Exactly.
It's one pasuk, Zachar.
Exactly, one pasuk, right. So first, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, not emphasizing
it
Yom.
It goes on Yom, the first one.
The first one I think is going on Shabbos. Zachar is Shabbos, let's
say. How come it's not bringing the pasuk of Shemur?
Because Shamor is about the los assays of Shabbos. Zachar is the assays, which includes Kiddush.
So how could you use one pasuk to give proof on two things? I thought
because it's taking two words. That's what I'm trying to understand.
I mean, so I think
so the first limud goes on what? On Hashabbos or what?
I think on Zachar as Shabbos, skipping the word Yom, let's say.
So since it's a Shabbos, the night comes before than the day. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
So
and then Yom, in fact, also Yom, the pasuk tells me.
Because he could have said Zachar as Hashabbos.
Right.
So the fact that it's Zachar as Hashabbos, it comes to also add Yom, maybe.
Exactly.
So first night in the day.
Right.
Okay.
Now, just quickly, so if you mentioned the Torah, we'll read Tosfos inside, but Tosfos here talks about that Zachar Yom HaShabbos al Kiddush al Kos is the only Din D'Rabbanan. Although the Gemara's mashma to Din D'Raisa, that you have to say Dafka al Hayayim, Tosfos writes it's only in a smach that's only D'Rabbanan. Kiddush D'Raisa simply means to say Kiddush lav Dafka al Kos, by a chula would be enough.
But it has to be on some machal or some food,
nope,
or
you
no?
You could say independent. Midderais, you could just say independently Kiddush. Uh-huh. The Chacham came along and says, do it on Yayin. The pasuk that says, the Gemara that says Al Hayayin is simply Din D'Rabbanan. Other Rishonim say, no, Kiddush Al Hayayin is really Din D'Araisa. And there are Gemaras in the Nazir which seem to imply this. So Machlokas, again, whether Kiddush is Al Kos, is D'Araisa or D'Rabbanan. Second Machlokas is Bayom. Kiddush Bayom. What's the nature of Kiddush Bayom? Some say it's D'Rabbanan. Some say it's D'Araisa also, Kiddush Bayom time. If you assume Kiddush Bayom is Daraisa, there are actually two machlokesim within that. That Kiddush Bayom is Daraisa. Some say Kiddush Bayom Daraisa is just like Kiddush at nighttime,
just
has Kiddusha to it. Also, Kiddush Bayom also requires a Kiddusha. You have to be Mekadosh it. Others say no, Kiddush Bayom, although it's Daraisa, it's not a din in Kiddush, it's simply a din in Kavod Shabbos. You have to have a Hagafen. You have to have some type of wine. The wine isn't being Mekadesh the daytime. I mean, Shabbos is ready Mekudesh from the lab. It's just a special Kavod Shabbos.
Because we don't say there is no chiv to say any. You, if you're,
right, exactly.
You said yesterday. Right. You say when you're yoitze.
Exactly.
Without saying any.
Exactly.
During the day.
So, but
during the day, yeah.
They say there's an afkamina by shal shuris. Do you have to have a gaf by shal shuris? If you say it's a din and be mekadish, the daytime also requires it. So you're ready to mekadish it from the beginning of the day. You don't need to mekadish the second half
if
of the day.
It's covered,
also,
then you
it's
should.
It's covered also, exactly. Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara.
Rabbi, I just want to clarify. So, according to the first side that Rabbi was referring to, that if a person was going to make that the Shabbos day Kiddush is Doraisa, and you actually have to have Kiddush, that means that the extra Pesukim before is a part of that Kiddush.
So that's what he's pointing out. That's
not
the question.
Wrong, right?
So, I'm not sure. I don't think anyone actually said that's the thing. If you understand it to be a Kiddush, the Chor, you should have to say somehow Pesukim of being Mekaddish today. I don't remember seeing anyone saying that you would have to say it, even in that opinion, even that mandamer, that it is a kiddush deraisa. I don't think you have to say the psukim. Where's the kiddush? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Remember Rebbe said by in Camp Basura, your Rebbe starts
more shy, right? Yeah.
Coming down.
Right. Well, the mice, we don't pass it that way, right?
I think I told it over. If you
know. I know we don't have a lot of time, but we just learned in Bereshit, Vayi Yom, Vayi Laila, Yom Echad, right? It's one, Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker, Yom. Oh, it doesn't mention the word Yom. All right, fine. Well, Erev, Boker, Yom Echad. So we do Kiddush at night, all right? It's one Yom. It's called one yom, so that's it. Why do we even need to do anything during the day?
But that's how I think.
That's according to the second mandate.
That's the second side.
Right, the one that says that it's just lechvat Shabbos, then that's what you say.
You're saying according to the one who says it's the day needs a separate kiddush. If you assume according to that mandate Omar, you're right. That pasuk says embraces, but they have a source here. The pasuk says still by yom of Shabbos. So within kiddush is a special pasuk, a special word by yom, emphasized even the yom requires a type of kiddush.
They each have their own drushes.
Right. Okay, says the Gemara now further, a little bit more than halfway down. Bayom Maimavar, what do you say during the daytime? What's the bracha? What's the kiddush during the daytime? Oh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Borei Priya Gafen, and that's enough. Ravashi, Ikle L'Mechuza, Ravashi once visited a place. Amrulei, Likte Shlamar, please say kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah. Please, Ravashi, we're honoring you, say Kiddush Rabbah. So, Havalei Savar, Havalei, they gave it to him a kos. Sabar, my new Kiddush Rabbah. He started wondering, what exactly is Kiddush Rabbah? My Kiddush is pretty short, but so Amrei, Michtei, Kol Brachos Kulin. He says to himself, Kol HaBrachos Kulin, Bori Priya Gafen. So Amrei Bereisha. So he first, all the Brachos starts with Bori Priya Gafen. That's certainly true. So I'm going to first start, Bereisha, Amar, Bori Priya Gafen. Okay. And then Agide, he'll like pause for a moment. And Achsi Lahusabi, he's just like taking like a breath, and he noticed a certain elder person there started to let's miss the line here. Chaz Lahusabi de Gachin Vishasi. He ended up drinking the wine, so he understood. All you need Bori Priya Gafen is fine. Why they call it Kiddush Rabbah? It was like a euphemism. It didn't really mean it was like small Kiddush. They said, go say the long Kiddush Rabbah, but it's not really a Kiddush Rabbah.
So it's like Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ktana.
Lashon Sagino.
Right? We say Mincha Gdola at like 1:30 when really, you know. It's why is it? Why do they use that word mincha gdola?
I thought because there's more time from then until Maariv, as opposed to mincha ktana, there's less time from then to Maariv.
Right, but there's you know like the mind might think you know like later today it's like the yom is gadol, right. It's like that's the end of the day and whatever. So it's you know they just give it a, I think because it's a smaller. When the Gemara uses to
that's just the Indian shame, I think.
Like when the Gemara uses the oivim of when it's talking about vaychalu oivim shel Yisrael, but it's saginao, like it means really
exactly,
the other way.
That's the idea, right?
It's a smaller kiddush here, but they're telling him, hey, it's a big day.
Right. So that's how Ravashi understood. So Kari Anafshi, Ravashi called himself, referred to himself, Hachacham Eina Barosho. Person of Chacham is a person whose eyes are on his head. He just used his eyes to figure out what was going on and didn't have to ask any questions, didn't have to be embarrassed, and that he took care of everything.
What happened? I didn't get the last part.
The way he didn't know what Kiddush Rabbah meant. So he looked around the room.
Right, and he saw the old man drink.
So he quoted a pasuk to himself, he referred to himself as Chacham Eina Barosha, that Chacham is someone whose eyes are on the head, where you use your eyes to figure out Chachma.
Sometimes we speak to ourselves. Right?
He should have asked Minhag HaMakom before he, shouldn't he?
Yes.
I'm not going to.
That would have been a real Chacham Eina Barosha. He would have been like, okay, fine.
So, Amri B'nei Rabbi Chia. So the children of Rabbi Chia said, "Mishalo hivdu b'matzei Shabbos, mavdil v'holich b'chol Shabbos kula." We saw this already mentioned. Was it yesterday, a few days ago? Somebody who did not perform havdalah matzei Shabbos can perform havdalah the rest of the week. Bad kama, you have the entire week. Reb Zera ad revi b'Shabbos, you have up until Wednesday to Tuesday evening. I think is the last time. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You could do it, and Wednesday night it ends. Ad v'lo ad v'chlal. So if you learn from here, the Mar Mechalava writes, one of the Rishonim Ramsachim says, when it comes to Shai Mikra v'echa Targum, so how long do you have to do it? So based on this Gemara, he says you have up until through Tuesday to finish Shai Mikra v'echa Targum, because that's how the week goes. It goes from Wednesday through Tuesday. Shabbos is in the center. It's the epicenter. Everything spreads off of that. However, the way we paskin is, Tosfos and Shabbos writes, Tosfos and Shabbos says, no, you have... No, you don't have a... That's a bit the evidence. Mark Brachman talks about it. You have up until, from Shabbos, when the Shabbos Mincha, of the previous Shabbos, let's say last week, Shabbos Mincha, Noach starts, you have up until Shabbos, Shacharis morning of Kriyas HaTorah. You have week to Shabbos to Shabbos, as opposed to Wednesday to Tuesday. It's Shabbos to Shabbos, that's how we pass it. So catch up.
Okay. Kriyas HaTorah doesn't count?
So it's brought down that you could count as one. Some say you could count that as one. Some say, if you say it with it. Some say, not everybody. I know Rav Schechter does, people have asked him, he said you can, certainly. He said he himself reads along and he counts that as one of his readings. Okay, says the Gemara now, Ki had the Yosef Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera was sitting, Kamid Rav Asi, V'amrilei Rav Asi, Kamid Rav Yochanan, a different story exactly, who is sitting in front of whom, V'yosef V'kamar, they said the following, Le'inyin Gittin, Chad V'shabasa, Trey V'tlasa, Basa Shabasa. When it comes to Gittin, in terms of the proper week to write on the get, so Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday go based on the previous, and Abba Chamisha Omal Yoma, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Kamid Shabasa, go according to the upcoming one. So what does it mean, Linen Gittin? So look at Rashi, the Rashbam, rather, three lines from the bottom, Linen Gittin. Im Amar La, he says to his wife at the time, Hareza Gitech Almanasha Titni Li Masayim Zuz Achar Shabbos. O Almanasha Titnim Li Kodim Shabbos. He makes it certain tonight in terms of Gittin that I'm going to give you all, it's going to be a get on the condition that you give me 200 before Shabbos or 200 after Shabbos. So you have that time period of the next 3 days, or the previous 3 days, to be bechlal the Shabbos or not. That's how much time she has. Not in terms of what you write in the get, but in terms of a tanai that's related to the get. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, it's very strange. I'm not sure why they choose the case of Gittin. They could have made any tanai. Whenever you say Achar Shabbos, Kodim Shabbos, it could have meant any tanai. I'm not sure why Dafki Gittin was the example given. Says the Gemara towards the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Aval Lo Al Ha'or. When you do say Havdalah, the remaining nights, if you don't say Matzah Shabbos, you say it on a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, you do not say Borei Marei Ha'esh. So it says the Rashbam explains the reason why Avalo al Haor im lo berich al Haner bori mereish. If you didn't say it Matzah Shabbos, shuv einu mevarach. You don't say it anymore because the svar is kach nearly atam. He says the davar. What's the reasoning? Because the time of makom shenagu we saw 60 days ago. Ein mevarachim bo ela b'leil Matzah Shabbos hoil of tchilas briyasavu. The reason why we say bori mereish and Matzah Shabbos is because that's when it was created. I think it's Daf Kuvav here where there's a Sefer Mechtam, one of the Rishonim, one of the obscure Rishonim, here discusses the concept that Borei Mora'esh is a Birchas Hanenin. We've discussed this, I think, a few days ago. The Borei Mora'esh Machlok is whether it's a Birchas Hanenin, you have to look at your candle, your nails after you say the Bracha, or it's a Birchas Shevach, you're supposed to look at your candles first and then give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's here in this Daf, the Mechtam writes it's a Birchas Hanenin. Okay. So does the Gemara Amar Rav Bruna Amar Rav Hanotel. There we go. Hanota Yadav Loi Kaddish. Person who washes his hands shouldn't be Mekaddish. Any Yekis here? Is Yeki? No. So you wash your hands.
No, but Rebbe compared Sfaradim to Yekis last week.
No, but the Yekis, because the Yekis do Kiddush on the Chal.
Well, they say Kiddush on the coast, but they wash first. They wash.
A lot of them say Kiddush on the Chal.
Mamish on the
Chal?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't drink wine?
No. Wow. I was in Argentina. My rabbi was from was a Yekli, and he used to say Kiddush on the Chal.
Wow. Yekli's German, Frankfurt.
Yes.
Maybe they're trying to save money.
What?
They're trying to save money. I guess.
No, I don't think so.
Is that according to Bet
Shammai? Don't have that issue. What?
Is that according to Bet Shammai?
This is according. Neither one right now. Just this is.
In the Mishnah.
I don't think so.
Then Mekadesh, no. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Wow. So, anyways, the Gemara rather says someone who washes hands can't be Mekadesh anymore. And the Rashbam explains here, I won't read it inside, but he says, because after Kiddush, he can't speak after he's washed his hands between washing and eating the bread. He can listen to somebody else say Kiddush, and he can even drink it, but he can't say any words.
Interesting.
Okay. So says the Gemara, Amar lehu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa akati lo nach nafshei derav. So Rav didn't, he hasn't passed away as of yet. And shechachinin al lishmaisa, and you forgot what he said? Zimnin sagin have a kamini rav. Certain times I was in front of Rav. Zimnin the chaviva la rivsa mikadash rivs. There are certain times Rav was more chaviv, he was more interested to eat bread, so he was there for mekadesh and bread. And certain times he was more interested in drinking wine that evening, so he was mekadesh and wine. So what's the problem? Why couldn't the person wash his hands and just be mekadesh al pas? Apparently how some of the yekis do. So says the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, so that's how the lacha is. It seems like from here, again, I didn't get a chance to look everything up in Shulchan Aruch. It seems from the Gemara, either one is fine. The way we generally paskin is it should be on Kiddush. You only use bread if there's no wine available. But I'm not. This minhag is based on this Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ta'am Einu Mekadesh. Somebody who has tasted, who ate something, drank something before saying Kiddush when he was supposed to, when he wasn't supposed to, is not allowed to say Kiddush that night. He could listen to somebody else, but he himself cannot.
Again. Yeah. If a person ate something before he did Kiddush, he can't do Kiddush?
Correct. That's what the Gemara says here.
And mashma from what Rav Huna said, if you do Netilah, you can't do Kiddush, that means you can't do Kiddush on the pot.
Initially we said you can't, and then the Gemara brought Rav that no, you can do it on the pot.
If you want or if you don't. Okay, fine.
So then the Gemara says again, now one who's tam in a Mekadesh, someone who tastes food before Kiddush Friday night, and he shouldn't, he can't be Mekadesh. He has to wait until the next day, says the Rashbam, or he could probably listen to somebody else say Kiddush. Asks the Gemara, Boi minei Rav Chanan, Chana bar Chinina, mi Rav Huna. Ta'am mahu shayavdil. What about, we said already, you can't eat before Havdalah. Let's say someone
did.
Kiddush we already said. Now Havdalah, you can't eat before Havdalah. If you do eat before Havdalah, are you allowed to say Havdalah after you've eaten or not? You have to wait for the next day. So the answer is the Gemara. Amrle, Ani Omer, I would personally say, which is an interesting line. Ani Omer is usually something that, this is from Rebbe usually says it. When Gemara quotes Rebbe, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, I would humbly say. Interesting that here Rav is using Omer, Ani Omer, slightly different, but.
Rav Huna.
Rav Huna is the one answer. Yeah, he's answering, right. Rav Huna says, Ani Omer, I personally say, Ani Staiti, Ta'am Mavdi. I think that someone who does eat before Havdalah can still say Havdalah. Rav Asi Amar Tam Einu Mavdi, not true. He thinks someone who tastes something may not say Havdalah. What's the halacha? So Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Ikle the Bei Rav Asi. He visited the house of Rav Asi. Ishtale the Tamid. He ended up eating something, and then Havule Kasa. Then they gave him a cup Matzah Shabbos. Rav Avdi and he said Havdalah. Even though he tasted something already, he still said Havdalah. So Amrle Dvesayu, his Chashuv Rebbetzin says V'ham Mar Lo Avid Hachi. The Mar doesn't do this. Doesn't say Havdalah after eating. Amalei Shavka Karebi Srile. He ended up asking like his Rebbe, like he himself said differently, his Rebbe says something else, that one is allowed to, because that was Machlokas again, Rev Asi versus Rav Huna. And Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Tam Einu Mekadesh, Tam Einu Mavdi. The halach is someone who tastes may not say Kiddush, he has to wait till the next day. Somebody who tastes may not say Abdallah, he has to wait until the next day. However, Rabba Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, a different version was Tam Mekadesh, B'tam Mavdi. The person who does taste can say Kiddush. The person who does taste can say Havdalah. And let's just do one more line. In the next Amud, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Tam Mekadesh, B'tam Mavdi. The halacha is someone who does inadvertently, or even perhaps on purpose, who does taste, is still allowed to say Kiddush, and is still allowed to say Havdalah.
Let me ask a question. Here we're talking about that he was Tam Mavdi. Basically, he already Shalashidus. He went to Shul, he came back, and he tasted something.
Exactly.
Because we say if he was still eating Shalashidus, it's okay. He could have kept on
correct,
going.
Correct, exactly. It's only if after he's ended Shalashidus and starts
right.
Mamma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll start here.
Okay.
Plenty of time to. I knew you wanted.